You and Grant for breakfast. Triple M.
The Lobster Coast, 963 Triple M. We get to find out what's going on at the main corner. I've got the venue coordinator, Tali Teagle, on the line. Tali, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. Now, Tali, NAIDOC Week has kicked off, and from what I understand, you've got something pretty cool going on at the main corner.
Yes, we're really excited about it. We have a new virtual reality exhibition called Corribbery, which is a look at modern and traditional dance from Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people throughout Australia. So you get some beautiful scenery, you get the Sydney Opera House, you get Uluru, and you get some really gorgeous song and dance.
So how can we be part of this fantastic idea?
Yeah, look, we're running it throughout NAIDOC Week. It's quite a coup for us, really, because it only premiered worldwide in March at the Australian Museum. And then it went straight on to Cannes Film Festival, Sydney Film Festival, and then little old Mount Gambier. So we're quite thrilled to be able to do this. And we're offering it for free so people can book online. You can go to our Facebook page, either the Main Corner Complex Facebook page or Riddoch Art Galleries, and there is a link there for Eventbrite. So you can walk in, but we can only do sessions with six people at a time. So it may just be that the session is fully booked, but we're doing eight sessions a day, right through until 3 o'clock Sunday. So 8 days worth of virtual reality. Have you ever done virtual reality?
I haven't actually, and I am so looking forward to it because I saw a piece on your Facebook page the other day about it, and I'm one of the ones that wants to walk in and see it.
Yes, absolutely. No, come on down because, you know, if you haven't done it before, it is such a unique new way of viewing things. And most of the time, you're in the middle of a circle of performers. So we have swivel chairs so that you don't have to crane your neck. You can actually swivel around 360 degrees and it is action above you, below you, all the way around you. So if you haven't done it before, it is really beautiful to see.
Now, Tali, there's another fantastic event coming up in the next couple of weeks that we were talking about as well.
Yes, the Moto Classica. So this is our fourth year assisting with this event. So it's put on by motorbike enthusiasts in town who have a range of vintage and classic motorbikes, you know, ranging from little kids' bikes to just, you know, things you're lucky to see.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that is on Saturday and Sunday next week. There is a small charge for people over, I think, 15, and that all the proceeds go to the Cancer Council. So it is in recognition of research for prostate cancer.
So a fantastic cause to get behind as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, it's something, you know, it's our fourth year hosting it. We're really glad to be on board with this event. And it brings out a whole, you know, amazing group of people that are all bike enthusiasts. And it's really good to see.
Tali, great to talk to you this morning. Hopefully we can catch up next week because I'd like to talk more about what's going on next weekend. But as always, thanks for joining us on the show.
Thanks, Ewan.
Ewan Grant for breakfast, weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.